Have you ever said to yourself, I know what to do, so why don't I do it? My name is Luke Rangel, and you are not alone. In fact, the gap of knowing and doing is the largest gap the human race faces. So how do we get to the other side? Well, it's not by joining program after program telling us the same things we already know. The way we go from knowing to doing comes from within, and this podcast will show you how to do that. Welcome to Transformation Secrets, and after this episode, don't forget to subscribe and grab some free bonus content over at TransformationSecretsPodcast.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Luke with Transformation Secrets. Welcome to today's episode. So I'm going to start this off with a story. So not too long ago, it was like 1 or 2 days ago, my wife was talking to me and she asked me, she's like, you know how all of the female trainers, they have like really nice butts, they look good, their tone, all that stuff. And of course, right away, I was like, no, I don't know that. All I see is your butt, right? Like these other trainers are fat. Just kidding. But she was like, she went on to ask, she's like, is there some kind of secret? Like when you're going into getting certified as a personal trainer, going to schooling, is there some kind of secret that they know that makes their body look that way? Or can us regular people, right, be able to get the same results? And I asked her, I said, all right, you're married to me. You live with me. You see the results that I got. Am I doing anything that's secret that I'm not telling other people to do? And I think she really understood that. She's like, no, I guess you don't. And then she went on to say, she's like, well, so I guess, so like anybody could get those results. You don't have to be a trainer or do anything like that. I said, no, not at all. And then I went on to say, I believe the reason why trainers, myself, those girls you're looking at, the reason why they have the results they have is because it's their passion. It's what we nerd out about. Like when I'm bored, my hobby is to look at fitness stuff, how to get the next result, to read about nutrition, to learn about fitness programs, to do all that stuff that anybody could do. I'm not paying money to look at the stuff. I'm looking on Google. I'm looking on other fitness people's stuff to always just be a constant learner of something that I love. And I said, that's the only reason why it seems easier in air quotes, for us to get results. It's because it's our passion. It's what we think about when we wake up. It's what we think about when we go to bed, right? And that's probably why it's so much harder for other people who aren't in the fitness industry to get results. It's not your passion, and it doesn't have to be your passion, right? That's why we have nerds like us in the fitness to help you guys. And so you don't have to do the study. You don't have to do all of the thinking. All you have to do is grab the plan that we set for you. It could be through free information like this. It could be through our programs, like our 21-day program they could find on 8to12poundsdown.com. It could be any kind of program, but as long as you do the information that whoever your mentor says to do, if you do that, you're going to get the results. And all it takes is consistency from there. And I was just telling her, I said, that's why, like you see me, I weigh my food every day. I track my food into the app and I eat with a purpose. If everybody did this, everybody will have the same results. But not everybody does this. Why? There's millions of reasons why people don't do it, and it's not for me to decide. And it's all up to them and what their priorities are. A great one is when it comes to exercising. If life gets crazy, if my financials go under, if family members get sick or in the hospital, I'm going to keep exercising every single day. I'm still going to eat healthy every single day. It's who I am. It's what I do. It is my version of myself. Yet, we have every single month, there's always someone where they get their financials go bad, whatever it may be. They got family members in the hospital. They get sick, like whatever it may be. The first thing that they turn off in their mind is exercising and eating healthy. And why is that? It's because they don't set it as a priority. When fitness, eating healthy, exercising, it's not a priority. It's a way of living, and it's a way of living that you're supposed to be doing, right? We don't have a choice if we should exercise or not. You are just supposed to exercise. Somewhere along the society started making exercise and eating healthy making it within priorities when it's not a priority. It's just what every human is supposed to do. And so question is, are you doing it? And if not, why aren't you doing it? Again, whatever your goals are, you don't need to have the passion. You don't need to have the expertise. You don't need to be a nerd about fitness. But if you choose to not learn it yourself, if you choose not to Google and implement and be consistent yourself, that's when you have to hire someone to do it for you. Or again, follow platforms like this where I give you all of this information for free. And they're crazy if you just don't follow it. I already know there's so many people. I even have clients that are paying me. They ask me for advice. I tell them what to do, and they do their own thing anyways. it's just human nature. Nothing against them. It's human nature, right? And so I'm gonna give everyone an assignment who listens to this. Figure out what results you want and figure out how to get them. Again, there's two ways to get them. One, do all the research yourself, or two, hire someone to help you. And if you want an easy, very easy 21-day challenge where we teach you all about nutrition, we help you a little bit with the fitness, we help you a lot of it with the habits to create a healthy lifestyle, just go to 8to12poundsdown.com, or you can go to transformationsecretspodcast.com and see it there as well. And I promise you, in 21 days, you're going to get crazy results. We just finished 1 week of our current one. I asked everyone who did it. We have people down 5, 6, 7, 8 pounds in the first week of our challenge. And one of those ladies told me before, I've been doing CrossFit for the last 3 weeks or 3 months, and I haven't lost any weight. Do you think it's because I'm gaining muscle and not losing weight? Which is a huge thing a lot of people think. I said, no, absolutely not. Yes, if you gain muscle, it may slow down your weight loss, but not the way people think. You should still be losing weight. What this means is you're doing great on the exercise, you're building muscle, but you're not doing so great on the nutrition side because you're not losing the fat. Join this challenge, and I'll show you how to lose the fat. And she's down 5 pounds within the first 6 days. It's absolutely crazy. So if you want more help with that, again, you can just go to transformationsecretspodcast.com. On that website, you'll see a bunch of other free opportunities you have that I give you guys, and ways that you could pay me if you want to pay me as well for some extra help. All right, guys, have a wonderful day. Talk to you soon.
Hey, what's up, everybody? If you found this information valuable, then you will absolutely love my texting community. You could ask me questions anytime you want, plus I'll give you free content each week that nobody else gets. To subscribe, all you have to do is send me a text to 626-602-7151. Again, that is 626-602-7151. I'll be looking forward to your text, and don't forget to subscribe and share this content so we could reach millions around the world. And always remember, you are only one decision away from changing your life.